Next item is Alfonso Matos, conditional use number 1945, site plan on Route 20.
This is a site plan for a small storage facility. It's located on a 14,964-square-foot parcel. The property is owned AR1. The conditional use was approved January 13th of 2013 with 10 conditions. Those conditions are noted and depicted on the site plan. They are proposing to utilize an existing 24-foot by 38.1-foot block building. The building's a legal non-conforming building. Project would be served by on-site septic and well. We have received all agency approvals. This item was deferred at the February 27th meeting pending receipt of additional comments from DLDOT. We wrote DLDOT a letter and they advised us that they approve of trucks and tractor trailers backing into and out of the entrance. We provided you a copy of the site plan and a copy of DLDOT's latest comments.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Correct me if I'm wrong, what I was reading is that DLDOT said that if a tractor trailer backs out of there, that is a law enforcement issue.
Law enforcement issue by state and, police, I believe.
And it's their belief that this property does have sufficient room for a tractor trailer driver to make a 3-point turn.
Yeah, we provided you a copy. I provided you a copy of that diagram.
We got that. We saw the diagram.
I'm thinking one of those times somebody makes a 3-point turn, that 38.1-foot block building might shrink to 35.1-foot. But, gentlemen, I'm going to hold my nose and make a motion on this, and if no one seconds it or votes for it, I will completely understand. Mr. Chairman, my motion for conditional use number 1945, a site plan for Alfonso Matos, is for approval as a
Final.
As a final.
Yes.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Alfonso Matos' conditional use number 1945, site plan on Route 20. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
No.
Motion carries 3-2.